Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Darius Rucker. It's an honor to talk to you. He's coming to Jiffy Lube Live on Friday, August 12th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, man.
What can we expect to hear here? So it's called the Good for a Good Time Tour. Is that what we can expect? Good for a good time?
Hell yeah, man. You know, we like to make our shows parties, just have a good time and, you know, play some music that people want to hear and, you know, high energy and just it's all about trying to just get people to have fun and have a party and for an hour and a half, 1 hour and 45 minutes, and then they can go home back and go back to their lives.
Yeah, nothing's more fun than one of them outdoor country concerts like a Jiffy Lube. It's the best. It's hard to believe. It's really been eight years since you've gone country, as Alan Jackson put it. You used to probably have to do all those interview tours with what's it like making the transition, but what's it like now, you know, being part of the fabric of the industry now?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it doesn't seem like 8 years at all. But you're right. It's like early on, not knowing what was going to happen and trying to get in and trying to be a part of it. And now, 8 years later, being a member of the Opry and all the great stuff, and just really being a part of country music, it feels great. It feels like exactly where I'm supposed to be, and I'm having a blast.
What's that sort of transition like? Because a lot of artists have done that in recent years, you know, come over from other genres and found a really nice home in country. I mean, Nashville's been pretty welcoming to a lot of different genres, especially in recent years. Is there sort of like a resistance from the insiders at first, or are they pretty open?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody's calling you carpetbagger and stuff like that. You know, when I first started, you know, it was like a lot of people who are friends of mine now said, you know, I never thought I'd play your music. And, you know, it was one of the things that people just, it's pretty open, but they look at you with skeptic eyes, like, why are you coming over to country music? Why do you want to be over here? And I think just me and going around, like you said, doing radio tours and stuff like that, and just meeting people, they realized how much I really do love country music. And, you know, I think that helped me a lot when it was time to get in.
Where did that, you mentioned your love, where did that sort of come for you, you know, growing up? Did you have sort of certain artists that you were, you know, that you really dug back in the day when you were first introduced to country?
When I was young, you know, it was Kenny Rogers and you know, Buck Owens and you know, Hee Haw was my show, and I loved it. And then when I got a little older and discovered bands like Nancy Griffith, Newgrass Revival, and Dwight Yoakam, and Foster and Lloyd, those bands just blew my mind and made me go, man, I want to make a country record someday.
And then you finally did. Take me back. I want to get to your new album, definitely. But if you don't mind, if we can roll pretty quick chronologically through your four previous ones, take me back to that first album, Learn to Live. I mean, don't think about it. Blew up. All right, it won't be like this for long. History in the making. Like, it had a ton of hits on it. Were you surprised at how much that sucker blew up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just, you know, when I got my record deal, I was first shocked that I got a record deal, and then I just wanted to make a good enough record that they let me make another one. And, you know, when Don't Think About It went to number one, it was like, wow, this is really happening. And then, you know, the two other songs went to number one and History got the top five. And it was just like, wow, this is really happening. It's working. You know, they'll definitely let me make another.
That's awesome. Well, and you did make another, and I thought, what was it, Charleston, South Carolina, 66.
Yeah.
I thought Comeback Song was just a geniusly titled song because it was, you know, one of them double meanings.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, I wrote that song with Chris Stapleton and Casey Beathard. And I remember that was the last song we wrote for the record. I remember that session so well, and we wrote it, and didn't think it was going to be on the record, and decided to cut it. It was the first single, and you're right, it was like the perfect double entendre, you know, for me to put out a song called Comeback Song.
Definitely. And then moving into your third album, you had a couple hits, Radio, and of course, Wagon Wheel. Take me into it, because that song is a favorite on people singing it at college campuses, bars, football games, you know, from the Bob Dylan to Old Crow Medicine Show, but how did you sort of make that one your own?
It was crazy. I decided to cover it one night when I heard it at my daughter's high school talent show. the teachers had started playing it, and they were playing it really country. I'd never really thought about cutting it because I love the song, and I'm a huge Old Crow fan, but I just thought it was so bluegrass. I never thought about making it a country song until I heard it that way. And so I decided, well, let's cut it. And even when after we cut it and put Lady A on it, I didn't think it was going to be a single. And then it was, and it just got a life of its own. You know, that song just took off, and it was a shocker. And watching it, like yesterday, I was in a restaurant that played, you know, over the music act. So I was like, you know, this is crazy. This song's still getting played a lot. But, yeah, I didn't expect it to be as big as it was, that's for sure.
You are everywhere now, man. All right, well, compare sort of your most recent one, your fourth album, Southern Style, with the new one you're working on. I think you just had a single come out, right, If I Told You. I think it came out, like, this month.
Yeah.
And the album comes out when?
Later this year or early next year. We're still debating when it's going to come out, but... you know, I got to finish it first. but this record's going to be dope. It's a little different. You know, I've changed producers and stuff, and we just you know, you try to be a little different on every record, but with this one, it just seems like even a song. If I Told You something, I don't think I'd ever done a song like that before, and it was cool getting it out and seeing what it would do, and now it's just all about, you know, being true to what we want to do. What I mean, and this new record, I think it's going to sound a little different. It's going to be a little different, and I hope my fans will dig it.
Yeah, definitely. If our listeners come out to Jiffy Lube, they're going to hear all these great songs. Do you ever mix in any of the old, you know, any of the old Hootie stuff, any encore?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think I'd be ripping people off by the Hootie songs every night. So, yeah, every night I play some of the bigger hits and, you know, a couple cool covers. Just like I said, I just want to have a party, man. I just want to have fun, man. If it's not fun, it's not worth doing.
Yeah, definitely. Looking back at those years, I mean, it's if you look up the numbers and the stats on, like, Cracked Rear View, it's one of the biggest albums of all time. With Let Her Cry, Only Want to Be With You, like, take me sort of into where you were before that album really popped and what it was like when that really blew up.
Oh, man, before that, we were playing clubs on the East Coast, you know, from New York down to Florida, just every 6 weeks playing the same club. You know, we were doing well, and we were selling out everywhere we were going and doing well and selling, you know, selling our little EP out of the back of our van and doing well with that. But once Cracked Rear View came out and once the David Letterman show happened, it was like, wow, it was just a rocket. And but we were lucky. We had each other, and our career, we had been a band for 8 or 9 years at that time, and so our career just grew so slowly that when that actually hit, we just didn't feel like it was anything different. We just felt like our career was taking the step it was supposed to take, and we didn't really think about the record sales or anything. All we were seeing was the shows were getting a lot bigger, and that was really the way we saw it, and so we just kept doing what we were doing.
Yeah, I actually, I always really loved your Fairweather Johnson, too, at Tuckerstown. And to me, Old Man and Me is one of my favorites. When you do that, when I get there, I just think it's amazing.
Well, thank you.
And then didn't you also do something on the Friends soundtrack, I Go Blind? Yeah.
I Go Blind, you know, that's a 5440 song. This 5440 is a Canadian band that we fell in love with. And, yeah, they put that on the Friends soundtrack, and that song just took a mind of its own, too. I mean, it went crazy.
Awesome. What's the latest on those? Are you guys, did you do a reunion lately, I thought, or were you going to?
We play every year. Actually, this weekend, we have two shows here in Charleston where I live, and you know, it's the charity shows that we do every year here. And, you know, we're still a band. Someday we'll get back together and do a tour, but, you know, we're going to do it when it's right.
Right. But in the meantime, come out and see Darius at Jiffy Lube. You'll hear some of the old Hootie stuff and a lot of the new stuff. Final question I got to ask you. Football season's coming up. I know you're a big South Carolina Gamecock guy. And do the Dolphins still make you cry, too? Are you getting ready for football season?
Oh, I'm still ready for football season. I was talking to my son about that last night. You know, he's a Packers fan, and the Hall of Fame games this weekend. And I was just like, you know, football's right around the corner. And for me, you know, there's two times a year for me. It's football season and waiting for football season. So I'm about done waiting. Football season. I'm ready to watch football.
Do the Dolphins still make you cry?
Not after that 1-15 season. After that season, I decided I'm not going to cry over the Dolphins anymore.
You guys still had you had the only undefeated season, so you'll take it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Darius Rucker, thanks so much for taking the time. It was awesome talking to you. And everybody come out on Friday, August 12th, Jiffy Lube Live. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.